Well, Uber may be grabbing all of the headlines when it comes to Calgary's new ride-hailing bylaw, but it's not the only company affected by the revamped livery regulations. In fact, the city says it's heard from a number of ride-sharing companies who are interested in Calgary's market. Among them is Keys Please, an already established designated driver service in our city. Ginger Greenwood is the company's general manager and joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So take me back to Monday when Calgary City Council voted to change the bylaw. What was your initial reaction to what they settled on?
Very excited, actually. We were very intrigued by the new bylaws being brought in because of the number of years that we've attempted to try and facilitate our customers in that fashion.
Did the majority vote come as a surprise to you?
Not really. I kind of agreed with Mayor Nenshi's statement that it's time to bring it into the 21st century.
Now, currently your service provides professional designated drivers to people who aren't sober enough to drive themselves and their vehicles home. How will your business model change under this new bylaw, do you think?
Our business model won't change as far as the designated driving portion.
Right.
It just opens up the area in which we can actually operate to service our clients, because previous we would have to tell them, no, we can't do that, the taxi commission would shut us down. And this just opens up the doors for us to be able to service our clients in the fashion that they want to be serviced in.
And how do you want to do that?
With or without their vehicle.
So it's pretty straightforward. I mean, and the Uber said they were going to abandon Calgary because of some of the provisions in that new bylaw, like $220 licensing fee, annual inspections, saying it was too onerous for their drivers to make a living and it wouldn't be great for their business model. What makes you think you can make a go of it under these circumstances?
Quite frankly, our structure will be different than that of Uber's. To ask me at this point what that might be, I don't have a 100% answer for you. Mm-hmm. So I would certainly be willing to discuss that once we structured and finished out the structure of it.
And what is that going to look like? Do you have a time frame for this? Or are you looking at developing an app like similar to what Uber has and Lyft and other companies like that? What does it involve exactly?
Absolutely. We currently have an app for our designated driver side of things. The app will comply with the city bylaws and stuff like that. We've already made the inroads to have that done. We were just waiting to find out what was going to transpire with the bylaws previous to continuing down that path. But everything will follow suit with what the bylaws read.
How long has Keys Please been in operation here in Calgary?
We are in our 19th year of operation.
And how many drivers do you currently have working for you?
We currently run 74.
And is it primarily on weekends, or what does it look like?
No, we operate 365 days a year from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the morning.
And how do you screen your drivers? Because I know that this new bylaw the city is proposing is talking about screening the drivers, submitting them to background checks, Calgary Police Service background checks as well. How do you screen your drivers right now?
Absolutely. We do a lot of stringent training with our teams previous to them actually being able to go out on the road and perform their functions. But we also pull driver's abstracts and criminal records and stuff like that in conjunction with it.
Now, Ginger, you currently, correct me if I'm wrong, the way Keys Please operates is you would send two people out, one person to drive the person who can't drive themselves home, and then another person to drive their vehicle home. Is that how your business works?
That's exactly how it works. One person drives the client and any guests that fit in their vehicle to their destination, and their teammate follows behind, obviously picking them up at the end of the trip and carrying on to their next call.
So I would imagine that it's more expensive, obviously, than a taxi because you've got two people doing the service. How do you envision perhaps embracing what we're talking about here now, which would be in direct competition with taxis?
Well, our current structure as far as the designated driving, the cost averages $12 to $15 more than what a one-way cab fare would cost, but we will be competitive with the market in regards to our rates as far as the ride share is concerned.
Uber says it's going to abandon Calgary, or at least delay the process. What are your concerns as a Calgary business about the idea of Uber coming to Calgary in the first place?
It's not a concern of mine. I don't view competition as a bad thing. I view competition as a good thing, but I'm not looking to compete with Uber. I'm looking to complement.
For our listeners who are asking the question, why does Calgary even need ride-sharing and ride-hailing services? Aren't taxis and Calgary Transit enough? What would you say to them?
Well, Calgary Transit, I don't think, necessarily runs at the opportune time for that availability.
Right.
And I believe there's more room in the market for people to have a choice. People should be given the right to choose what company or what type of